This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade here on Wednesday?
Okay, good morning. It is a buy everything on Wednesday today. We've got all the grains trading higher, corn up 7, beans up 7, wheat's up 6 as we start today's session. A little bit of follow through from yesterday. News is relatively light, actually. The Chinese are on their New Year's holiday, and they're going to be out the rest of the week all the way to next week. So we're not going to see a lot of Chinese news potentially. In the weekend, we're going to see what happens. President Trump has threatened to put tariffs on in Mexico and Canada. In China on February 1, 25% for Mexico and Canada, 10% for China on February 1, Saturday. His press secretary came out yesterday and said, yes, the tariffs are coming on Saturday and Sunday. The market certainly doesn't trade like they're worried about it. But, you know, that's the one thing about the Trump administration. It's very, very flowing of what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. So we'll see. But this weekend could get kind of interesting coming out of the weekend, depending on how this, what he does do with the tariffs.
And when it comes to the tariffs as well, that is a decision that can be made by the president, and Congress can be left out of a decision like that, correct, Jim?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, if you look at the last go around with President Trump, he slapped a bunch of tariffs on China. So the president does have that power. And then President Biden followed up and added more tariffs to it. So this is, I think he has the power to do it.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership, and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn up 7 even at 492 and a quarter. March soybeans up 7.5 at 1052 and a half. March soybean meal up 480 at 306.40. March soybean oil down 26 cents at 44.87. Chicago wheat up 7.25 at 552 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 7 even at 604 and 3 quarters. Kansas City hard red wheat up 10.25 at 571 and a quarter. March oats up 4.25 at 353 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 25 cents at 208.30. March feeder cattle down 32 cents at 277.92. February lean hogs unchanged at 83.90. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 20.42. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.